Okay, so how important are rituals in Buddhism? You know, there's a lot of latitude as far as that goes. Some Buddhists like rituals a lot. Some Buddhists aren't very fond of rituals. I think everybody does some kind of ritual, you know, of some sort. You mean taking refuge is a ritual. But when I say ritual, I don't mean just the external ceremony, because the whole purpose of ritual is not that you do an external ceremony. The whole purpose is that there's an internal change of heart. So if we do ceremonies, you know, it's not for the sake of the ceremony. It's for the sake of changing our own mental state while we're doing this ceremony. So some people find ceremonies and rituals helpful to them for changing their mental states. Other people find them less helpful, so there's a lot of diversity there. Okay, I would like to learn more about chanting. So why do Buddhists chant and how often do we chant? Okay, so again, there's a lot of diversity within this. Some Buddhists like chanting, some Buddhists don't like chanting. Okay? There's different kinds of chanting. Okay? There's the chanting, for example, where you imagine Amitabha and then you chant Namo Amitofo and chant his name again and again as you imagine light coming from Amitabha into you. There's that kind of chanting. There's also chanting where you might chant the refuges, or there's the chanting where you chant the praises to the Buddha, or there's chanting verses of developing love and compassion for others. There's chanting verses where you review all the different stages of the gradual path to enlightenment. So there's all different sorts of recitations and chanting that we can do. They have slightly different purposes, but basically, as I had said before, the main purpose of chanting is to transform our own mind. Depending upon the content of the chant that we do and the instructions for how to meditate when we say that chant, the exact way our mind gets transformed is going to be different. Okay? So if you're chanting the refuge, then you're going to be contemplating refuge, or your mind will generate more faith and confidence and trust in the three jewels when you chant that. If you're chanting Namo Amitofo and visualizing the Buddha, you'll imagine light coming and purifying your negativities or purifying your anxiety or whatever it is. And so that will transform your mind by helping you to have more confidence or helping you to feel like you've purified your negative karma. If you're chanting the verses of the Four Immeasurables, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, then as you chant those, if you're meditating properly, your mind will be transformed into those four feelings. Okay? So when you do a chant, you know, you should ask whoever teaches it to you to explain the meaning of it and how you should think, how you should meditate when you're chanting. Okay? How often you chant is completely up to you. Some people chant all day, every day. Some people chant, you know, a little bit every day. There's a lot of variation. Okay? So again, it's up to the individual. Sometimes, if you have a hard time focusing in meditation and you find that you easily get distracted, then doing the recitations, you know, of refuge and Four Immeasurables and prostrations and offerings and reviewing all the steps of the path, you know, doing all these different recitations can be very helpful for helping you focus your mind, you know. So if you have a hard time, your mind's getting distracted all over the place, the recitations, because you're saying words, then when you say the words, you try and focus on the meaning. So it has the effect of helping your mind calm down and focus on something virtuous. So I think it's very good to do some recitations before you meditate, but you know, it's going to depend a lot on the person. Some people like to say the prayers that were written by the great masters. Other people prefer to generate those same kinds of thoughts and feelings in their own words. Okay? It depends on you. I think the advantage of saying the prayers that were written by the great masters is that if we properly understand them, then for sure we'll generate, you know, positive attitudes and emotions. Because the reasons the great masters wrote these prayers is that because for us, sometimes it's very hard to know, you know, what is a positive attitude and what's a negative one, and what's a beneficial emotion and what's a destructive emotion. And so because we sometimes have a hard time telling the difference, they wrote these different recitations. And when we, you know, read them and think about them when we're chanting them, then it steers our mind to develop these positive attitudes and emotions. So that can be very helpful for us. It's, you know, extra added guidance, you know, from the great masters. By the way, you know, it's not only Buddhists that chant and do rituals. Every religion chants and does rituals. Every religion does, okay? And even if you're not religious, you still have rituals in your life. I mean, don't we have a ritual of what we do when we get up in the morning? Even somebody who's a non-believer, you know, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you have a cup of tea, and you do this, and you do this. Everybody has their ritual that they do in the morning, okay? So even if you're not a believer, there's a ritual. Mm-hmm.